You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, interesting story. I have a question for you. When your kids were young, did you ban them from watching TV or iPads or anything like that?
Yeah, 100%, because we were hot and heavy into the research of how it can jack babies up and young kids if they got a screen in front of their face all the time. I can remember sitting in our living room watching, you know, some shows at night and having one of the kids in like a little bouncer. I think it was my son. And we would turn him the opposite direction, facing us versus facing the TV. And there's a load of articles that says, don't let your kid sit there and face the TV. Let them look at you and actually interact with your child versus having them stare at the screen. So many times we would flip their little bouncer so they stared at us.
That's funny. There's a funny visual that goes along with that. Anyway, that's a good thing you did that. There's new research that's out that is driving this point home. And I find it really fascinating. They are strongly suggesting that parents prevent their child from watching screens of any kind, like a television, iPad, anything, for their first 2 years. Like up until age two, keep them away from screens. And if you're wondering why, they say it could lead to interesting atypical sensory behavior is what they're calling it. And I dug a little deeper. What they're saying is, it can cause a child to, even by the age of 2 to 3, become disengaged and become overwhelmed by sensations. They could even get to the point where they don't respond to their name because of how these screens are rewiring their brains.
Yeah, all sorts of, possibly, autism issues, delayed learning capabilities, delayed speech capabilities. I also listened to a fascinating podcast a couple weeks ago about how the optometrists are coming forward and saying the amount of nearsightedness that they're seeing and kids is just through the roof because they're all staring at screens all day. And essentially, the eyes are becoming elongated and they're becoming shaped like eggs now versus being round because it's just constant up close all the time and they can't see far away. And she said the amount of kids that are coming in with this issue every week is just like in the hundreds because they plop a screen in front of them.
With eyeballs is that they have to be, especially young kids, they need to be exercised. Like look at something close, look at something far, look at something medium, something far,
play some
something
toys,
close.
Go outside,
Yeah, so that it's focusing, it's changing. It's almost like the lens on a camera, It's focusing at something distant, something close. So that makes total sense. If their face is in front of a screen at all times. And, the interesting thing about it is that parents might even be aware of this. But they still push back and
they don't
want to capitulate because it's too easy to have a digital babysitter.
100%.
And look, I'm a human being too, and I will naturally gravitate towards something that is easier in my life. It's just the way we are. If something is, that's why we're a fat society, right? Because fast food and junk food and stuff like that is the easiest thing for us to grab. Oh, I don't want to make dinner. I'll just stop, at fast food on the way home. But we will always grab, whether we know something is good for us or not, if it's easier to do, we'll do it. And I think that's often, maybe not always, but often the case with parenting that you'll just see, like if you go out to dinner and you see these little children, like 2, 3, 4 years old, and the entire dinner, they have an iPad in front of their face at the restaurant table. And parents will say, well, that's the only way I can keep them quiet. That's the easiest way for me to maintain, any sense of peace with them. And so they default to what's easy.
Yep.
And now this is, as they say, something is it the chickens coming home to roost?
Yeah,
is that the same?
I know. Yeah, we were never the, we actually interacted with the kids at dinner. We never let them have the screens at dinner. We still don't. Especially when you show up at these restaurants, that families go to that have the screens already at the table where the kids can play games and things like that. We're like, no, push that to the side and have a conversation with us. And it's like going back to the eyeball thing, they're having to wear retainers essentially for your eyes now. So these kids are having to wear these special contacts as they sleep to reshape their eyes. I mean, is that worth it? The discomfort for your kid and the cost to do all that? Just pull the screen away.
Just to make it easier for you.
And it's sad. People,
People throw their kids in the back seat of a car, and there's now screens, you know, into the back headrest.
I was going to say, we have a handful of friends that had some kiddos, and everywhere they went, they had screens in front of that kid, whether they're in a car seat, in the back of the car, at a restaurant, at sporting events, screen, 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 screen. And unfortunately, a few of those kids are kind of messed up now. They're not normal human beings. So I've seen it firsthand, and it's sad. It's really, really sad. So how do we stop it? I don't know.
I don't know. What makes it tough is that you're going to have a hard time convincing many parents to take any kind of action because, like I said, they don't want the hassle of having to actually parent. It would just be easier to just sit down the digital babysitter, you know, and let them go to town.
Yeah, turn on YouTube.
I can preach all day long, but I myself, I'm not, you know, a toddler, but I am watching way too many screens in my life.
Yeah.
It's insane. All day I'm on a computer, and then I'll watch an hour, hour and a half of TV at night. And I mean, I just have, and not to mention the stupid phone. I mean, we all have got screens. I'd love to see some studies about what it's doing to the human brain.
Well, there's a bunch of them. The adult brain. We're jacking ourselves up. We're creating ADD for ourselves. We can't focus on anything for more than, you know, 30 seconds because it's going to swipe onto the next thing, onto the next thing. That's why a lot of people, I think, can't sit down with a book anymore because you got monkey brain. You can't just sit and read for a little bit because you're just too busy on your phone.
You know, look at me. I was, I wouldn't say I was complaining. I was observing that because I have fallen in love with my Kindle Paperwhite device to read books. And one of the things I love about it the most is it's great for in bed because the screen is not too bright. But I love that when you're reading something on that, if there's a word that you don't quite understand, you just press on the word and dictionary pops up.
That is fun.
And I really love that. And so for the last year, year and a half, that's pretty much where I've read everything is an ebook on these devices, right? Well, the one book that I wanted, the one I'm reading currently, I couldn't find anywhere on ebook that wasn't $15, which I just have a problem with ebooks being $15. I was like, screw that. I'm not going to pay it. I went down to a used bookstore and I found it hardback for $4.95 in good condition. But the funny thing is I've been observing that it's the first big, it's like a large hardback book that I've read in a long time. And it's clunky, you know? And I don't know. And I'm coming across a lot of words because it's almost scientific in nature. And I don't know what they mean. And I can't press on the page in the book.
Come on.
To find out what it is.
Stupid paper.
I've become really spoiled to the digital delivery of books.
Absolutely. I received a few books for Christmas, that one of which I'm digging into right now. And I went, and I have the book. It's sitting there on my nightstand. But I went to the Libby app and checked it out at the library so I could read it on my iPad versus holding the book. So, I get it. I absolutely get it. It's just more convenient.
Yeah. So,
and anyway. I can read it in the dark.
Do with this information what you will, but the researchers are saying don't let your kids be exposed to any screens for the first 2 years of their lives. Out of every 100 parents of newborns, out of every 100 who hear that story, how many do you think will follow the advice?
I hope a few. I don't know the number, but I hope a few. Just recognize it.
I'm going to guess less than 10.
Could be.
Fewer than 10. I will say fewer than 10 people out of 100 who hear this advice will take the advice.
Which is a bummer. And we read all this on our screen this morning.
All on our screen.
All on our screen.